We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Going back to the one of the great crises in America is the way the youths are being brought up. And actually, you were right in this. I blame more the parents, okay? I'm talking about the story that led all the local news today about local schools, high schools throughout the area and across the state of Michigan are being forced to ban Grubhub and other food delivery services to schools because students and their parents were ordering up deliveries for the lunch hour and too many strangers were entering schools and delivering lunches to the offices. How is this a story? I understand why it's a story because it got out of control. And B, how does it get to a point where it is out of control? What is wrong? I know that high school or grade school lunches aren't the greatest of the cat. Although I loved the school pizza. Loved the school.
The little bagel pizzas?
No, well, it was a big square. Ours was.
Oh, we had the bagel pizzas.
The square pizza. Oh. Delicious. Is it so bad now that mommy and daddy have to call and say, yes, little Johnny, send him this. And they're saying, they quote somebody saying, yeah, parents will call and say, Panera or something, send over a sandwich of this and make sure you give them a bottle of water and, you know, some napkins and plates. The hell is going
all
on
right
in this country?
All right.
They're quoting like the principals of all sorts of local schools. You'd have 15 deliveries and all sorts of, you know, strange people coming to the door to deliver food.
Which schools are on this list? Because I guarantee you, it's the private, bougie, you know, they're paying for their kids to go to these high schools.
West Bloomfield High School.
Yeah. You know what they are?
The principal is quoted.
They're probably the same parents that are sending their kids and bribing them like Lori Loughlin did to get her kid into USC.
Oh,
okay.
Seriously.
If you can afford, you know, like what? I mean, I don't want to despair. I love Panera. I really do. But like,
I do too.
What? After the charge for Grubhub, okay, which it's a surcharge just to get it delivered. You're probably tipping. The food itself, you're $20 in. You can afford $100 a week on your kids to send Grubhub every single day.
Okay.
Who are these people?
No, I know, but forget even the cost. If you can afford, some parents can afford to give their kid a Porsche. Doesn't mean you do it, right?
Understandable.
Forget the cost. The school is about sacrifice, and you're not supposed to be in a lap of luxury. What's wrong with a little peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I was just about to say that.
And your little Star Wars lunchbox. Well, how about that?
See, that's the problem I have. Why isn't that something that you're taking care of the night before or early in the morning, say, you know, before you go off to the office or before you go and, you know, do whatever you do for work? Why aren't you taking care of your child and getting them a lunch or making them make their own lunch?
Or if these are such bougie schools, as you say, don't you think they have pretty good school lunches?
They have a Panera as a cafeteria. Yeah.
Open a Chick-fil-A in your cafeteria. No one's calling Grubhub.
Ah, Cranbrook High School, home of the only Chick-fil-A inside.
But do you understand? It's not only, I thought when I first saw the story, I thought, oh, kids are just using their cell phone calling Grubhub. But parents are also doing calling from home or their office and having it delivered for little Johnny and little Betty Lou.
I don't blame the kids at all. I don't, because you know what? I guarantee these are the same kids that begged mom and dad when they were, 7 years old. Well, you know, Tim has a cell phone and I really want to be able to text him and maybe set up a play date. And the parents, after they beg and beg and beg, they give in and they give them whatever the hell they want.
Okay. Bogey.
I blame the parents.
No, I agree. And
ridiculous.
Sometimes I unfairly lump you in with the millennials.
Yes.
So.
Sometimes I deserve.
Yeah, sometimes you do. But as we sit here today, you are, the age of 29 or whatever, 30, whatever you are.
Yep.
raise your right hand and say, I, Bogey, when I start popping out kids, I will not order Grubhub for them at school.
Well, first of all, I won't be the one popping them out, but...
Well, I mean...
Okay, when
popping
I...
Popping them in and then they pop out.
If I ever have children, I, Bogey, swear that I will never send Grubhub to my child's school. That's right. Thank you.
No matter how much they whine and bitch.
I also would say that is probably because I would never be able to afford to send Grubhub to my child's school. I also would not be able to afford to send my child to a bougie little private high school in which I have to pay tuition.
Now, Gladys isn't going to force you to send the Grubhub to your kids, is she?
No. No, she'll be a school marm, I think, just like me as well.
Okay.
Kind of a disciplinarian. Although she wants her kids going to private school. And I'm like, who's paying for that?
Yeah.
She
ain't marrying you.
Yeah, seriously.
I hate to tell you this, mister.
We need to get that in the marriage agreement that you got.
I think the decision was just made.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, fine. If they go to a nice high school, they're not going, I'm not paying for college. Go ahead, be in debt $200,000. It's not my problem.
It's not my place nor your place to tell people how to parent. But
no,
this,
it is.
Okay, it is to a certain, but when this is line. What leads to the big scandals like Felicity Huffman and the other one, the Full House lady.
Lori Loughlin.
They're going to go to jail. Yeah.
Well, did you see what Aunt Becky did? She thought the DA was bluffing.
Yeah.
So she didn't accept the plea deal and now she's got more charges.
Oh my God.
Those are the parents though. I'm telling you, they like to a T, those are the people sending Grubhub to their kids in high school.
She's going to star in the new series of Orange is the New Black or whatever it is. Yes.
I would watch it. Kidding me?
I would too, actually.
Aunt Becky in a nice little jail cell sex scene. Have mercy. Oh, my. Kidding?
Little Aunt Becky?
Oh, it'd be phenomenal.
Being attacked by
Have mercy.
Shoo, Aunt Becky.
Man. Oh, back in the day?
Hatchet. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Now Aunt Becky can get some.
Oh, Aunt Hatchet. You want 100%. Her to get attacked in a women's prison. Oh, no.
My niece, you know, I'll go, well, never mind.
No.
Finish that thought.
She'll get to go to a bougie prison and have Grubhub sent to
her. Yeah.
I guarantee
her daughter will be sending Grubhub to her in prison because she'll have control of all the finances at that point. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. It's an epidemic, apparently, here in Michigan.
There's no doubt.
Parents sending their kids Grubhub at these bougie little high schools. Do you blame the kids or do you blame the parents? 97.1.
Unbelievable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.